Are you ready or what?
Why don't you switch on the radio?
Give the people what they want, and they go away happy.
It's the opposite of fabulous. You know what I'm saying? It's the synonym of ridiculous.
Okay, I get it. I ain't pleasant to look at.
I'll listen to.
Or be with.
How do we allow them to have a radio station?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your host.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
It's showtime, everybody! Showtime!
Hey, good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now, 100.9, Tuesday, October 9th. Today, warm and sunny, high of 85. Then it looks like we might start to cool down. Wednesday, scattered storms, a high of around 78. You can follow the Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and on Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. You can follow me, all my social media stuff, Joe Pesh Radio. And over there to my left, type in a mile a minute, eating her graham crackers and sipping on that apple juice.
It me.
Yo, Alex Raps. What's going on with the Z, by the way? How are you this morning?
I'm tired.
Why are you so tired?
A ghost has ruined my life. It's infiltrated my apartment. It's taken over.
What do you mean, a ghost?
A professional had to tell me the hard truth yesterday. I keep getting my cable box and stuff. Like, it keeps going out, keeps frying. My microwave in my apartment keeps frying. I've had to replace my microwave 2 times. I never even use my microwave, by the way, because I don't believe in them. I get grossed out. Like, I don't cook food in them. So if I'm using my microwave, it's literally to warm up hot water for tea or something. I mean, I don't use it. But whenever I do, it just all of a sudden fries. And so I've had my maintenance for my apartment come up and replace all this stuff multiple times. My cable box now, like, twice. My microwave twice. And they told me yesterday, they said, you know, it is Halloween. You might have a ghost in here.
Is that the other thing that's going on? You got a little something happening right there, a little scary stuff?
They said no one else's stuff in their apartment is doing this, and I live in a brand new apartment complex. They don't have spooky, weird things going on like this. It's only me. So somewhere, somehow, some ghost attached itself to me and has been following me around, and now it's came to my apartment to haunt me and ruin my life. Because it deleted everything off my DVR, so this is not a nice ghost.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a pissed off ghost.
Yeah. It doesn't like me. So I don't know where I ran into him, but he's got some kind of vendetta.
I think we have to change it up. Hold on. You got this going on.
Exactly.
What is inside Alexis Clark's apartment?
So if you have experience with ghosts in your house or whatever, you should probably give me some advice.
I think it's an electrical issue. I don't know if there's any electricians listening, but that's weird that your microwave is fried twice. And how many boxes? 2?
Yep.
Have you had, like, power surges, like, where your clocks were blinking, like they were reset?
Yeah, but, like, sometimes don't ghosts kind of use the energy from, electric things?
And you do, like, I don't know if you like death, but you like...
I like spooky
creepy
stuff.
Creepy, you like evil things. You may not be evil yourself.
I like spooky.
But you bring that into your life, you know what I mean? I think you bring that energy, yes.
Just because I like Halloween a lot?
But you like the weird and bizarre and the different.
Well, it's caught up with me.
Wow.
I will keep you posted if my microwave and or cable box fries again.
What if something happens to you?
Well, you should just keep an eye out. In case I don't show up, now you know who's the culprit.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear about that. Everything seems to be good for me.
No ghosts?
No ghosts, no. I mean, life honestly ain't that bad. Doing good. I went out last night to Hobcat with my wife, Lindsay. We grabbed a couple of drinks and just some appetizers, just hung out a little bit and just, I don't know. This is so dumb, but I think it's something so good. And that is just spending time with someone without your phone. It's hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
But it's so freaking hard to spend quality time with someone and not be on your phone the whole freaking time. Like, hey, I'm here.
I feel like I've been getting headaches lately from spending too much time looking at my phone.
What are you looking at?
I mean, at Twitter or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, it's nice to get off of it. So I know it's kind of basic and boring, but I'm telling you, I don't know, maybe everybody else does this and we're the only couple that does one, but we actually talked throughout the whole meal and we didn't even have the TV on.
That's good. What'd you all talk about?
I don't remember. No, just about how our day was, just basic stuff. But it was so nice. It's like we actually care about each other. It's so weird. Coming up on the show today, we are hooking you up at 7 o'clock, 21 pilot tickets. Those will be yours. Also today at 8:30, Necropolis tickets. We got a lot going on, so make sure you stay tuned here on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Goodman joked about why Roseanne is missing from the new show, The Conners.
At the end of last season, she goes out to the liquor store to fill her vape pen. And he hasn't been back yet. So
he also said that Roseanne is really missed from the set.
I mean, she is missed, definitely. But it's after that many years, it's like a family. And mm-hmm. last year was so miraculous and so unreal that when it went away, it was almost like a dream. It's like,
right.
And I thought, okay, I'll be a big boy and handle this. And I just crashed for a couple of weeks.
Oh, you did? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kourtney Kardashian and rocker Travis Barker have been spending a lot of time together lately, and her friends are urging her to go for it. Sources say the reality star and Blink-182 drummer have been close friends for a while, but the timing's never been quite right. Now that Kourtney is single, friends want her to start dating Barker, saying that he really does adore her. A crowd member confronted comedian Kathy Griffin on why she didn't report her brother, who was a pedophile, to the police after she publicly criticized Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Did you confront your brother about being a pedophile?
What?
Did you confront your brother about being a pedophile?
I did.
Yeah, did you?
Wait, he's got to get out of here.
He's recording the show.
Get out of here.
Something's wrong.
Get out.
In Kathy Griffin's memoir, she talks about having an older brother who used to climb into bed with her when he was in his 30s and she was 7, and he would whisper into her ears. She always avoided him, and when she was in her 20s, he actually finally told his parents that he was, in fact, a pedophile. Robert Downey Jr. sent a touching video message to a 7-year-old boy named Jackson from Council Bluffs, Iowa, who's fighting brain cancer. Jackson is a fan of Iron Man and has a medical device in his chest that he uses to pretend that he's Tony Stark in Iron Man.
Jackson, is that you? Hi. It's Robert Downey Jr. But you can call me Tony. Thinking about you. Stay strong. Know that my prayers are with you. And also, you know, life is challenging. And you're just the man for the job. So, lots of love.
Coming up after 7:15, I'll tell you about what President Trump said responding to Taylor Swift's big political announcement yesterday. That's garbage.
For more, go to RadioNowIndy.com.
Hey, you can join in the conversation. Multiple ways to do that anytime. Our number, 317-239-1009. And on social media, for Facebook, we use Radio Now 100.9. So give that a like if you have not already done so. And follow the Joe and Alex Show. It's at Joe and Alex Show for Twitter and Instagram. You can find me, Alex, Live the Web Girl. All of our information is linked up there. We're talking about your pets this morning. And Alex, you kind of have an animal story. What happened?
I saw this on Twitter and it was the funniest and cutest thing ever. This animal hospital doctor who lives in Hawaii one day was about to go to lunch and she noticed that her phone kept ringing from work. She was like, oh my gosh, you know, I was about to take my lunch, but there must be some sort of animal emergency at the hospital because they keep calling me. So she gets to work and everyone's like, no, I didn't call you. I don't know what you're talking about. She's like, what? She's showing them. She's like, look how many people called me while I was gone. It was like 15 calls in only a few minutes or something. So it was
a crazy amount
of calls. So she's walking around the building trying to figure out who is calling her. She goes into each room with a phone. She's like, well, nobody's here. Nobody's here. Nobody's here. She ends up calling the Hawaii like telephone company.
Okay, okay.
And she asked them to look into it and they call her back and they were like, lady, it's coming from inside of the hospital. Like, it is something or someone in the hospital.
Now so it now sounds like nervous. A horror movie.
I know.
It's like, what's going on?
Exactly. Now it's like real scary. So she's walking around. She goes into this one room and she finally figures it out. There is a gecko on the touchscreen phone who had been calling not only her a whole bunch of times because his little gecko feet were pushing the buttons, but he also called everyone else's phone number that had been like in their recent call history. And so all these different customers who had brought their animals to this hospital in the last couple of days, we're getting all these phone calls from this gecko.
That is something that I just could not handle. Like, that is something that would happen if I went on vacation to me. If, like,
oh, yeah.
You ever go to somewhere it's warmer, a climate, like there's lizards, there's iguanas. You see them everywhere just crawling around.
No, those gross you out.
Well, they don't gross me. I had iguanas when I was younger, but, like, that would be my luck. I don't know what it was in my old phone, but I did. It wasn't an animal of mine, but I used to butt dial my grandma, and then, like, I'd leave, like, 5-minute voicemails, and she's like... She's getting mad at me thinking I'm pranking her with my friends.
Aww.
I'm like, Grandma, it's the Geico.
It's Geico.
It's that Geico thing. You know what? This is probably just some big elaborate thing to have us talk about them.
It probably is, honestly, because you know you can't tell a story about a gecko without mentioning Geico.
Joe's need to know news. Tropical Storm Michael is now a Category 1 hurricane. It's forecasted to be a dangerous major hurricane when it hits the U.S. Gulf Coast on Wednesday. The storm went from 40-mile-per-hour winds on Sunday up to 90-mile-per-hour winds last night. Michael may be a Cat 3 hurricane with winds from 111 to 129 miles per hour when it makes landfall. So, thought to press everybody affected by that. Drew Brees broke Peyton Manning's all-time record for passing yards last night on Monday Night Football during the Saints' win over the Redskins. He passed Manning's mark of 71,940 yards with a 62-yard touchdown pass. So congratulations to Drew Brees.
Woohoo!
But also Peyton Manning, you know, that's still a big record to be proud of, to be second on there, to be that high up there. So we could have Peyton Manning unretire.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We could take you back.
I'm just saying. Come back, homie. Update on that New York limo, limo crash. The limo that crashed, killing 20 people, failed the safety inspection. Are you surprised by that one? Just
no.
Last month. And its driver wasn't even licensed to be behind the wheel.
Wow.
That's according to Governor Andrew Cuomo. Some more details coming up, but God, that's so sad and so senseless. The deadline to register to vote in the November 6th general election is today.
Wow.
All right, we're going to put another
one. That came fast.
I know. That's what she said. But it's really simple. All you got to do, we're going to put a link up again on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Swipe up or go to IndianaVoters.com. It's so simple to make sure you're registered to vote. It really is, and there's no excuse why you should not vote. I saw something online. I was looking at IndianaVoters.com last night. I wanted to double check that I was not a dummy and a hypocrite and not registered. I actually am. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
But there is, I think, like, what was the number? It's like there's 5.5 or 6 million Hoosiers, like people in Indiana, and it says that like 4.5 million are registered. That doesn't mean that they voted, though. It just means that you're actually registered to do it.
Right.
You got to go vote. I don't care who you vote for. Alex doesn't care who you vote for. Just do it. Exercise your right there. And time travel. Is it real? There's a photo, Alex, that I'm going to send to you, and I'd like you to put it up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show. And then we'd like to know what you think here. Social media users are convinced that a time traveler has turned up in a 1940s beach shot. The man is in a scruffy brown suit. He can be clearly seen in the middle of this wartime photo, peering into what appears to be a phone. Like, it looks like he's looking down at his cell phone. How is this possible? Around him are tons of beachgoers. They're kind of soaking up, you know, the sun, enjoying the rays. This is apparently back in September of 1943. The image was taken on Towan Beach, if I got that correctly, and posted online by a man named Stuart Humphreys, who initially, you know, he didn't even notice that the guy was in there. But then people started pointing it out to him. They're like, oh my gosh.
This is wild.
Now, you've seen it. You got to zoom in, but it's a guy right in the middle. Alex, you looking at the photo right now, which is on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show, do you think he's actually a time traveler?
From this photo, I would have to say, yeah, it looks like it to me.
Now, somebody pointed out, well, maybe back in the day, maybe he's rolling a cigarette.
That's true. He could be. He could be rolling.
You may see me rolling. I'm traveling. Can I see it again? Let me look at it real quick. Okay. Yeah, you know what? He could be stuck there. I don't know. What?
He's on his phone, or he's just holding something small in his hands. I don't know if it's a phone or not.
But for some reason, he just seems like he shouldn't even be in that photo if I'm looking at it. It just looks so...
It's definitely weird seeing someone in full clothes, like a suit, on a beach. You can see it right now on our Instagram story, at Joe and Alex Show.
All right, go see it right now. That is Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all of this, by the way, too, at RadioNowIndy.com. It's time. I'm going to need your help on this.
I'm scared.
It's time to have my wife, Lindsay, who I love. I'm sure all of Indianapolis thinks I'm a terrible husband, and that might be true. but it's time to have an intervention with my wife, Lindsay. Hey, babe, good morning.
You are so dramatic. Good morning.
Do you know why we're here having this intervention, besides the fact that we care about you?
No, I don't.
Well, if people want to see this intervention...
Or why we're having it, you mean?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm kind of shook up. At Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. It's there on our story. Okay. Lindsay, I think you have a problem. You tried it one time, and I think you're now addicted to riding scooters.
It's fun. I don't get why you're afraid of them.
Wait, is this video Joe having to pull over on the side of the road because you saw one and you had to ride it?
I think they're fun.
You had to get out of the moving vehicle?
We were driving home from Hopcat last night in Broad Ripple where we live. And she's like, stop the car. I'm like, what? Is there something I didn't see? So she gets out and she's like, leave my purse. Bye. And you can see in the video, she gets out, fires up the Lime? And then she starts riding and I'm trailing behind her.
What'd you do? Ride it all the way home?
Well, we were right around the corner. I wanted to see if they did okay in the dark. And it was best to do that on a side street. So.
And how did they hold up in the dark? They have a light on them, right?
Yeah, they do. I was surprised. It works pretty well.
Are you not afraid of getting that $20 ticket for not wearing a helmet, though?
No, you don't have... I know you should wear a helmet, but technically, you don't have to.
No, you...
But they will ticket you for riding on sidewalks.
I think you have to wear a helmet, and here's the thing, babe. That's what people say after the first time. Now you've done it two times, and I bet it wasn't as good as the first time, was it? You're chasing that scooter high.
Oh my gosh, you're afraid of everything. This doesn't even count.
You wouldn't
you're
do it?
You're afraid of ziplining, you won't go ice skating, you're terrified of life.
317-239-1009. Are you agreeing with my wife, Lindsay, here that I need to get over this and get on the scooter? Or can anybody else join in me and be on my side saying that my wife, Lindsay, needs an intervention? It is dangerous. How many people got hurt? 20 people got hurt in the first month of Lime and Bird.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you want to be another statistic?
No, I think she's fine.
Do
but
you
I do want think
to be
funny.
Another statistic, Lindsay?
People die in cars every day, Joe.
I think it's fine. I think it's funny, though, that she was like, hold my purse and like hopped out of your moving car.
I think you have a problem here.
If you had taken scooters to the restaurant last night like I wanted to, we could have saved money on parking.
Oh, why didn't you do that?
Oh, I don't know, because we were going to go, I don't know, a couple of miles in the dark. What if we would have hit a bump or something? Lindsay, hang on. Hold on, please. There's people calling in. You need to listen to the people. Good morning. You are on the Joe and Alex Show with my wife, Lindsay. Who is this?
My name is Alex.
Alex, don't hold back. Tell my wife, Lindsay, what she needs to hear.
I don't disagree with her, though.
Okay, you also have an addiction, huh?
I do. George.
Sorry. See, George has got it too, doesn't he? All right, so what do you think? Do you think I'm overreacting?
My husband is super afraid of these scooters too. We went to the Colts versus Houston game, okay? And we were like, okay, we need to get out of this traffic. And so we found some birds and we were going along and he was like, I cannot do this. He's like, I am so afraid of these things. And I really called him a wimp.
I thought they were fun. I've ridden them once with the Egyptian, my boyfriend, and he just zooms around on them. I am a little bit more hesitant because I am scared, like Joe is, of hitting a bump because I'm scared I'm going to like fly off and crack my head open.
You're going like 15 miles per hour, Alex. You could like hurt yourself, break
right.
a bone.
I'm so scared to fall off. So like I go really slow, which drives my boyfriend nuts.
Babe, I would like you to give this up. I would like you to get help.
They're so fun.
I think Lindsay loves this so much that if you try to get her to stop, she's just going to hop on one and leave your butt in the dust.
That's right.
She's going to peel out.
With a dog on each side.
She's going to peel out.
All right, Lindsay, I appreciate it. Hey, good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Amy.
Amy, please. I don't think I'm getting through this morning. Please say something to my wife, Lindsay.
You are totally right. I had a friend who went downtown and rode with his friends and fell off of them and almost broke both his wrists.
Yikes!
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, this was weeks ago, and they still hurt him. He goes to the gym every night. He cannot go still. That's how bad it was.